Hello and praise the Lord. Welcome to Hanging with the Minister. I'm here live in the studio today with my little buddy, Jeremy. This is my little right-hand man over here. Today we have a very interesting topic we want to talk about. We want to talk about school and COVID. Because we all know that we're living in a world where COVID is killing a lot of people. And COVID is a matter that we have to take serious because it's doing some damage in the world. And, you know, our kids, they just went back to school. And what I want to do is get an outlook of how our children feel about going to school. We know how the Board of Education feel, but I want to hear how our young people feel about having to go back to school when we have a pandemic in the land, because our young people have a voice too. They're living in this world and being and they're affected by this pandemic also. So today I'm here with my little buddy Jeremy, and I want to ask him a question. I want to ask him, well, first of all, Jeremy, say hello.
Hi.
All right. I want to ask him a question. How do you feel about going back to school and there's a pandemic in the land?
Not that great. I don't feel that great.
Okay, when you say you don't feel that great, well, I mean, what do you mean? You're afraid that you might contact that COVID-19? I mean,
there's someone in my school that has COVID already. That's see, COVID.
Right, right. And I mean, y'all only, this is what, your third week back in school?
Yeah.
And you got an outbreak already in your in the school you attend? See, that's serious. You know, a lot of us been vaccinated already, but yet we still have this Delta variant in the land. Now, I want to ask you a question, Jeremy. How does it make you feel to know that COVID is not just killing adults, but it's killing children also?
I feel bad for that.
I mean, are you afraid, you know, that it might, you know, affect you, your family, some of your friends at school?
No.
You're not afraid of that?
No.
You're not worried?
I'm brave.
All right. I mean, you have to be brave in a time like this because, once again, like I said, we have to take this COVID serious because it's doing so much damage to people. It's killing people, people leaving loved ones behind. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. What are you doing yourself to prevent getting COVID?
I'm just staying inside, playing games and stuff. I didn't want to go back to school because COVID. I just wanted to do remote learning.
All right. All right. I know your mom says since this outbreak with the kid at your school, she's looking into you going doing remote or maybe homeschooling. She say she might pull you up out of school because the risk is just too high right now, because once you get the COVID, you got the COVID. And once you get the COVID, you got to deal with it.
I'm scared. I don't want to get COVID.
I mean, we don't want anyone to get COVID, Brother Jeremy. You know, that's why we have to be safe. That's why we're washing our hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're using hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're social distancing, keeping 6 feet from people. We're not gathering in crowds. I mean, it's preventions to do to try to help us, you know, not catch this COVID. But we got to make sure we're following the guidelines. I know they have already remandated that we have to wear the mask on the inside now.
Yep.
You wear your mask when you go?
Yeah. When Papa was taking me to school, he saw me almost forget I put on my mask.
That's right. You have to wear your mask.
Because I forgot COVID was still out here.
Right. I mean, we all try to adjust because this is something new to us. Now, they say our governor, Prisoner, you heard him, right? Governor Prisoner?
Mm-mm.
Well, he's our governor, but they say his administration is closely monitoring COVID-19 outbreaks in the schools. And I heard that there's 26 schools across the Chicago area that has an outbreak. And at least two, that means that's two students per school across the country that has COVID. Now, the number, and then they say that the numbers are actually larger because some schools haven't reported to the state health department,
what?
Which in turn posts the data on their websites every Friday. Now, how do you really feel about the schools being open? Because I know I feel that they opened the schools too early. This was too soon. How do you feel about that?
I do not like it at all.
I mean, you like school. I understand you like learning.
Yeah.
But you don't want to risk your life, right? Just to learn. Just to go to school. It's not worth risking your life, right?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, voice crack.
That's all right. But that's why, you know, we have to take this variance serious. I haven't heard of any kids dying so far. But like I say, we're starting school. Just the kids are only 3 weeks in school. That's the suburban schools. And I think the Chicago public schools, they just went back this week, right? And they're not even 1 week in, and we're getting outbreaks already. I mean, that's to me, that's serious enough to shut the schools down. I mean, you say that you had an outbreak in your school, right? A student. You say parents starting to pull their kids out of school?
Yep. Some of them got pulled out of school early.
So parents pulling their kids out of school, they're homeschooling them?
They're making them do remote learning. They're
doing the remote learning? Okay.
I had to skip school today.
Right. Once again, right. Your mom didn't even want you to go to school after she found out about the outbreak. I mean, y'all have recess. There'll be a lot of y'all out there running around. You got gym. You got
playing
lunch.
Tag and stuff.
Right.
That's why I don't play tag.
I heard that. Yeah, play games, but you own your space, and I stay at my space, right?
I don't really stay that close to friends. We do the 3 feet rule. That's what we do.
But since
the COVID, since the student got COVID, he has to do 6 feet.
Right. The further the distance, the better, they say.
I'm doing 10 feet.
I heard that. That's what I do. I do 20 feet. Right, we have to be careful. I mean, we want the kids to go back to school. We want y'all to learn. We know y'all excited about learning and having fun with your friends and hanging out with your teachers. But safety. I just feel safety always comes first. And I hate to see any of these babies, any of these children die because of this COVID.
Yep.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, Jeremy. I noticed you carry your book bag. You got... Well, what all you got in your book bag to help protect you?
Hand sanitizer, and I use the school paper towels to open the door.
Right, there you go.
And then I hold it with my foot and put it in the garbage.
All right. That's right. You gotta wash surfaces you touch. That's right. You protect your hands from surfaces.
Sometimes the thingy doesn't work, so I just gotta wet my hands up real good with hand sanitizer. Or sometimes people just want to leave tissues on the floor. So I get mad, so I pick it up and slap the sanitizer. I put a lot on. I use the teacher's hand sanitizer sometimes.
Right.
I pump a lot.
You said you picked it. Tissues up off the floor?
Yeah.
Because all the kids pull them out the dispenser and just let them fall to the floor.
Yeah.
And then y'all be running out?
Mm-hmm.
So you just use the one. I hear you use the one on the floor. That's to open the door, right? When you went out the door?
No.
What you do with the one you pick off the floor?
Someone opens the door. The door holder. We got like different school jobs. Okay. Worst one I know is the teacher's help. There's a bunch of teacher's pet.
I know it is. Everybody's trying to get those brownie points, man. Brownie points help out. But, okay, they got people that are assigned to hold the doors while y'all go in and out. That's a good thing. Now, as far as you picking those tissues off the floor, what you do with them when you pick them up?
Throw them in the garbage.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see you trying to help out. I got what you're saying. They help keep the bathroom clean. Right, I understand that.
My friend doesn't come to school anymore, so I gotta do his job too.
So you got more than one job to do, huh?
I think he's coming back. I don't know, but I'm doing his job. It's called the lunch count.
Well, we're gonna end right here on this note. Me and Jeremy, little Jeremy, we would like to thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. We ask you to stay tuned. Because today we've been talking about school and COVID. What we want to do is let our young people have a voice. We want to hear what they have to say about school and COVID. So this was part one of our show, and we just ask you to continue to tune in and listen. Until next time, stay blessed in the name of Jesus.